I'll be right there for you. Written by Aurora Chiroptera. Read by Fens and Marshes. Fandom, the Untamed. They had just finished dinner when Lan Sujue spoke up, only to trail off. Ah, dear. Lan Wangji turned his full attention to him. He had made note of the uncharacteristic way Lan Sujue had been fidgeting before and then through the meal, but hadn't wanted to push him to talk. Ah, Yun, he said, keeping his voice soft. Is there something the matter? Lan Sujue gave a little smile at the endearment. They always addressed each other with their proper titles in public, but in their own home they both relaxed. No, but there is something I wanted to talk to you about. Lan Wangji moved to stand. Shall I make some tea while you clear the table? Lan Sujue gave a little sigh of relief and began to gather the dishes. They both worked in silence as Lan Wangji let Lan Sujue take the time he needed to think over his words further. Once they settled back at the table, Lan Wangji moved to sit beside his child instead of across from him. Lan Sujue went about the motions of serving the tea, and Lan Wangji accepted his cup before turning his attention back to Lan Sujue. I've been trying to find the words, Lan Sujue started. Or maybe the courage, but that seems almost silly, considering. He trailed off, and Lan Wangji raised a brow. Lan Sujue ducked his head, fiddling with the sleeves of his robes. Ah, dear, I'm not sure I'm a boy. He looked up once he finished, staring directly at Lan Wangji. Lan Wangji blinked, then nodded. He thought over his response of what he had wanted people to say. Thank you for telling me. What do you need from me to be comfortable and happy? Lan Sujue beamed, then gave a little shrug. I'm not sure yet. I'm still figuring things out. I have been thinking. His smile turned almost bashful now. About trying to wear different things? Lan Wangji knew there wasn't much of a difference between the robes of female disciples and male in the cloud recesses, but this was uncommon. It was probably a comfort in some ways, but Lan Sujue was going out more to practice night hunts, so he must have noticed the differences elsewhere. I have some things you may like, he said, setting down his tea and standing, moving across the room to the small chest he had where he kept the few things he indulged in feeling sentimental value for. Moving gently aside some of Wei Yung's drawings and talismans, not letting himself linger on them, he picked up the items from the bottom of the box. He returned to his seat beside Lan Sujue, setting the items out on the table. There were a few pairs of earrings, as well as a delicate hairpiece. Lan Sujue ran a gentle finger across them. They're beautiful. Lan Wangji nodded. They were my mother's. I sometimes wish I could wear them, but found the actual application too disquieting. Even with his standard dress and the fact that no one much remembered when he was called young Mistress Lan, he couldn't shake the wrongness of the action, and he knew that he would best honour his mother's memory by being himself. But being able to pass them on, and for them to help his child, nothing would make him happier. We can pierce your ears if you like, Lan Wangji offered, seeing the way that Lan Sujue's eyes were drawn to the jewellery. We can also keep an eye out in the markets for other things you might like. Lan Sujue looked up with his smile still in place, blinking quickly. Thank you, Adia. I wasn't sure. I'm just still figuring everything out, but I knew you'd be able to help. Lan Wangji reached a hand out, gently resting it on the side of Lan Sujue's face, one finger resting on the ribbon. Of course, you're my child. Lan Sujue's smile grew a bit more at not being called son. Whatever you want to do or try, I will support you, and you are always safe in our home. Lan Sujue moved, and Lan Wangji understood what he wanted. He pulled Lan Shichui into a hug as the teen said, "Love you, adieu." "I love you too." He pressed a kiss to the top of Lan Shichui's head. "If you wish to be called anything differently, let me know." He could feel Lan Shichui nod. I think this is a good start. I will let you know if that changes." "Are you going to talk with any of your friends?" Lan Wangji asked, though he knew maybe he shouldn't push. He just wanted to make sure that Lan Shichui felt accepted wherever he was. "Not yet," Lan Shichui said, but he was still smiling. "I will soon, though." "Would you like me to tell your uncle, or would you like to tell him?" Lan Wangji wanted to check in on everything he could think of. "You can tell him, but not yet," Lan Shichui said after a moment's thought. "Of course." Lan Wangji poured them each more tea. Lan Shichui ran a finger over the hairpiece. "Can I keep these?" "Yes, they're yours now." Lan Wangji sipped his tea. "Your grandmother would be glad you have them." "She must have been an amazing lady." Lan Wangji said. "She was. She would have loved you." They sat quietly for a long moment, both focused on their tea and their own thoughts. Lan Wangji was glad to see his child was now in such good spirits after fidgeting throughout dinner. It was clear Lan Shichui felt more relaxed. "Want me to play for you?" he asked. It had been a while since Lan Shichui had last listened to him play, not since those first nights he had snuck back from the dorms when he had moved in with the other disciples. "Yes, I would like that." Lan Shichui carefully folded the items into a cloth and cleared the table of the cups and pot. Once he had, Lan Wangji summoned his guzin. "What do you wish to hear?" Lan Shichui settled beside him in proper meditation form. "What about the one you used to play when I couldn't sleep?" Lan Wangji turned to begin plucking out the familiar melody, a promise of commitment. By the time he finished, Lan Shichui had fallen asleep, a soft smile on his face, head pillowed on Lan Wangji's lap. Instead of waking him, Lan Wangji played through the song a couple of times more before waking Lan Shichui to allow him to walk back to the dorms. The end.